we did a program around design, around the importance of design. And I think that would be fantastic to have another conversation about, especially considering how the world is experiencing this withdrawal from the creative world, from all of the areas where they would normally find reprieve, and how dependent that world was on the creative sector. And that creative sector was built by designers. And I'm using the term designer broadly, but to say that artists and creative thinkers, they're all designers. They all create these spaces where we go to find joy. I loved that workshop because it broke it down so beautifully. But we've also done workshops and learnings around finances, which I think is so pertinent right now as people are having to kind of pinch pennies. We've done workshops around meditation and breathing and yoga. Some that we have coming up, we're doing a talk on the power of collecting art, specifically collecting Black art. We have a session on philanthropy and what it looks like to give within communities of color. We'll be doing a workshop on how to make a mixtape. So they vary by content and by genre, but all of them are meant to get people engaged and also to kind of break away from the monotony of the day.
Have you received questions and worries from some of the students too concerning the rate of infection and deaths among the community of color when it comes to COVID-19?
Yeah, we've been having that as a discussion as well. And I think that, you know, again, we're trying to just hear their concerns, let them know that they have our support, let them know that they can use us as a resource. We are not blind to the systematic issues that exist across the country. And we know that a lot of our students are feeling that as an affliction.
They're very focused on what's happening and what could happen in the future. There could be solutions to some of these systemic problems that we've been dealing with for years. There could be solutions coming out because of the programs that you guys are offering.
I believe so. We always hope for specific learning objectives, but our students are savvy. They are very intelligent, and they end up having takeaways that we could never imagine.
You are one of the most accomplished and organized outreach people that I know. But how is it for you? How are you taking all this in, helping others, and still maintaining your daily life?
When this first happened, I sat down very quickly and I set an agenda for myself and I set a schedule for myself so that I could have some kind of regimen. And that's been very helpful. So every day I kind of go through a very similar pattern of behavior that helps me get through the day, and it has wellness checkpoints in it for me. I think now is the time to adjust expectations, both from employers and from employees, on what it is that we are requiring from one another. And when we can have a common understanding on what that looks like, and I believe that that needs to be a living understanding, an ever-evolving understanding of what that looks like, I think we will find ourselves wearing better after all of this.
Well, thank you, Denicia, so much for sharing with us.
Thank you. Thank you. This was great.